The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Okay, let me see. Pat, are you still there, yeah?
I am, Dave, yeah.
Good man yourself. Pat's still there in Cork, Pat Fitzpatrick. And Tanya, you're here as well, are you?
I am here.
Very good, Tanya Sleeney, very good. Stephen, you're here as well, are you?
I am indeed.
What's okay, it is the Friday kind of thingy, but if just a few minutes to go, what's been kind of trending on Twitter, if that's the right phrase to use this week?
Yeah, well, I suppose one of the biggest stories, it kind of broke 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it came back to this week, is definitely around Ashley Madison, the extramarital affair website. So we found out 2 or 3 weeks ago that it had been hacked, and that the details of almost 38 million people around the world who had signed up for this site were now available somewhere. 115,000 of those were in Ireland, and that put us 10th in the world in terms of per capita. But essentially what happened was names started to appear this week.
Is that why Tanya's with us here on the programme?
My real name is Ashley Madison.
So yeah, as these names came out, and these names are beginning to appear, this story has run and run and run. And what we're now seeing is that, I suppose, different domains and email addresses are coming out, some that are very well known. And as a result, it's getting a lot of people talking online.
It says RTE in the paper.
It does, yeah. Amongst
any names, do you?
Not yet, but
they're in the post.
I would imagine that over the next kind of days and weeks, we're going to see more and more of them come out. This seems to be just the first tranche of results that are coming through.
The first tranche of the results. This sounds like an election. It's fantastic.
But right? Dave, okay. The problem with it is that you actually don't, the email address, you could put in anyone's email address because there was no email validation on this site. I know that because, of course, I've registered numerous times
right.
on the site.
And could you make up a name? And
complete, not, you could put in, I could put in your name and register as you. I did, actually.
That's who did it.
I mean, I'm on the site as well. I'm purely for investigative journalism purposes, of course. But it's a very interesting site to work your way around because you can basically shop for a partner using any number of really strange criteria like hygiene and body piercings and if they have a secret love nest, if they like to go shopping for sexy clothes,
really?
If you want something daring. I mean, it's you're basically shopping
what
for
a
an affair.
Shop for. By the way, we have a clip here from an Australian radio station, Nova FM, where the breakfast show's DJs asked their listeners to get in touch if they suspected that their partners were on the leaked list. And a woman called in with her husband's email address, and here's what happened.
His hours have changed and things like this. And when that little thing came on the news about the Ashley Madison hack, he sort of went a bit funny. And you've got his details.
We've got his details here because this is weird because we're putting him into this website right now, and his details have revealed.
Put it in.
That he's actually on the website, Joe.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, no, we... Yeah.
These websites are disgusting, and that girl that called before, she should be ashamed of herself.
Yeah. Oh, Joe's gone.
Oh, I don't know if we should have done that. That hasn't left me with a good feeling.
That hasn't left you with a good feeling. I don't know. You should have thought of that beforehand, Sonny. Jeepers. Okay, fair enough. That's the way it goes, I suppose. All right. By the way, another one of the big news stories this week was, of course, the annual Lovely Girls competition in Tralee. Stephen, am I right in saying it puts Twitter into meltdown every year from the beginning to the end?
Yeah, it does every year. And I suppose it's one of the beauties of live TV. I mean, we don't have that many sort of massive live TV moments that happen each year. And this is definitely one of them. And it trends every year, has done for the last 3 or 4, and this year was no exception. And I suppose the big thing is that what it means is, and it's one of the beauties of Twitter and other social networks, you can be on your own watching the TV, and if you've got your second screen, if you've got your mobile phone or your tablet in front of you and Twitter's open, you can see what everyone else is reacting to. So when you have that moment when you kind of go, oh my God, I can't believe
she
said
that. But hold on a second, Cilla Black died, and there was lots of stuff in the paper about we used to all sit around the television and watch Blind Date, Surprise Surprise, Granny and everything else, and the whole lot of us, the whole family. It was a whole kind of communal thing, and now a lot of people are just watching on their own. Nobody's watching on their own. You're watching with 25,000 other million people at the
Isn't
same time.
Isn't that amazing though?
It's incredible.
I love it.
Yeah, and you all want to update whatever it is that you're doing. And in fact, people are so kind of five screen savvy that they can do the whole thing without even thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's become a normal part of the viewing experience now of any kind of live broadcast, actually. The fact that as you're watching something, as you're listening to something, as you're reading it, you want to be sharing how you feel.
Pat, did you watch The Lovely Girls?
Yeah, Dave, I think this is... I did not. I can't understand this at all, actually. No, I've actually discovered a new medical condition. It's called exobatism, right? And it's first, second part is that it's mass exobatism, it's called, right? It's people sitting up watching a program that they hate, so that's masochistic. And second of all, they're showing off about it on Twitter, so they're exhibitionists.
That's great fun.
So exobatism.
You must be joking.
Why would you do it though? It's one thing to watch a program that you hate, but to tell everyone else that you're, there's no known cure, but there'll probably be a hashtag of it now.
The amount of programs I hate that I watch specifically because I hate them. You must be joking. It's great fun.
That's a medical condition.
Slag.
And that's what happened. There was lots of slagging during the show for the various contestants, but you know, when Alicia Brennan was announced as the winner, the kind of the mood completely changed. She seemed to be so popular. Everyone was rooting for her and there was a massive positive reaction. So absolutely, there was a lot of...
And first Meath ever at the last bunch in the final run, if you like. And also first Irish winner for a long time.
Yeah, and Twitter reacted well.
Yeah, and Twitter reacted well. So there was a sea change halfway through.
Absolutely, a sentiment change indeed.
All right, the music video that went viral during the week from the Irish singer-songwriter Stephanie Rainey, Please Don't Go. Let's hear a tiny bit of it here. You can't see this now.
I hold your hand till it goes cold. I hold my tears until you go.
Right, Stephen, what's all that about?
Yeah, well, obviously, I mean, it's beautiful audio. It's a gorgeous song, and
not about the song. Well, it is about the song, but it's really about the video.
It is about the song, but the video is what got everyone talking. And you know, this has been viewed now over 200 times on YouTube, or 200,000 times on YouTube. It's got 2.5 million views on Facebook, 50,000 shares. And one of the main reasons would appear that the video, and I don't want to spoil it for people, they can go out and check it out themselves, but it's various people who've lost loved ones holding up signs, talking about those people and their experiences and their feelings.
And 2.5 million hits in a day or something.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because Stephanie doesn't have a huge number of, let's say, sort of likes on her own page yet. Now, I'm sure they're about to come. She's number 2 in the iTunes chart at this stage. I mean, the song really has kind of just taken off and she's appearing in media right across Ireland and internationally. But one of the people in the video is Cian Toomey from Cork, and he is a phenomena really in the country at the moment and internationally in terms of his videos, which are generating hundreds of millions of views. A comedian, yeah. 2 million people follow his page,
and because he's on this very program,
yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's a great news story of someone in Ireland who's about to become and is already, I think, extremely successful. But his profile, when he put it on his page with 2 million views, I would imagine that was the catalyst for this to absolutely take off, and as a result, everyone's talking about it.
Okay, and there is a sad story because we mentioned it earlier on actually as well, which is the death of a much loved sports broadcaster on the Dublin radio station 98 FM, Johnny Lyons.
Yeah, and we talked about Cilla Black the week before, and I think each week, you know, whenever somebody passes away, again, Twitter and social networks are a great place for people to be able to go to share how they feel.
Yeah.
And I suppose critically, one of the nicest things that I saw out of, you know, such a sad story was the amazing things that we heard about Johnny. You know, the stories that came out, particularly if anyone's got time to maybe go back through Ross O'Carroll, Kelly, Paul Howard's.
Well, funny, he writes in the Irish Times, Johnny Lyons, a charming and truly unique character, and he does mention just the whole thing about just how he took his job so seriously, and yet he was such good fun as well, and just great. Like, he would have made a huge hit in America because he was that kind of a journalist.
The anecdotes in the Twitter feed, not just his, I mean multiple ones, but particularly in Ross O'Carroll Kelly's feed, of just the stories about Ian Botham. There's a story there about Mick McCarthy. There are just these amazing things that even in 140 characters you get this amazing sense of what the person
he
was
absolutely living a fantastic life, wasn't he?
Did you know Johnny?
I didn't at all. Yeah, I never had the pleasure. More's the pity.
So. The thing, Roy Curtis here is writing in the Herald, and he says he had a personality the size of the cosmos. His luminous-like ability brought a firefly gleam into any room. He gifted with that pyrotechnic presence, and that's just the opening paragraph in his obituary, or the eulogy to Johnny. Okay, so Stephen, sorry, I was going to say, Jason Day. We just want to say a quick thing about that. Does that mean an awful lot to you? Because it doesn't mean I'm always slagging golf in this program.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, sort of another very popular. If the Rose of Tralee winner was very popular, so was Jason Day. He won the PGA Championship last weekend, his first major. He's been second a lot. The caddy on the day was his coach, his golf coach, since the age of 12. You know, at a time in his life when he's getting in a lot of trouble. His mother, I think, remortgaged their house to send him off to school. You know, he's not your stereotypical country club elitist, very rich, you know, came into it kind of thing. He had to work extremely hard and has come from very humble beginnings and was an unbelievably popular winner, as evidenced by the fact that he trended right around the world on the night.
Right, indeed, yeah. And by the way, Tanya, you're going to be back with us on the programme on Monday, but I have to ask you, and I have to ask you also, Pat, do you play golf?
I play golf.
Okay, Pat, how about you?
I did, and I was asked to stop.
Really?
By a number of golfers. Really? I used to.
All right, well, listen, look, say hello to your sister for us, Anne, will you? She just lives up the road. All right, come on, Pat Fitzpatrick in Cork. Thanks a million. And thank you also to you, Stephen O'Leary and Tanya. We'll be talking to you again on Monday.